Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. Yeah. This ain't no video game, yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. I swear my brothers, we all locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound, so point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun, so call me Pharaoh now.
Ramesses.
That's just some food for thought, so take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green.
Damn.
Money over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
Again.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God,
so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master. Take a class again, cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask them in. Just get up on your knees and talk to God, don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? You just blast it down. I'm tired of all my people, see that's niggas with no action plan. And I didn't choose to rap, it just fell into a backup plan. So let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah. I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel this, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When they looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us? Cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers, and you can't hold us down. We hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms.
Money,
military, college.
All right. Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33 in state. Today is, what is it, Wednesday?
Wednesday, June.
Wow, I'm way off. Wow, I'm over talking about June. Man, Wednesday, November. Wow, so we're actually in the month of November. That's how fast time flies for me, brothers and sisters. I want to welcome everybody to today's new orientation show. Today, we just want to break down. We want to just share some information for the new members, existing members as well, because existing members have the opportunity to transfer over into the new system in 2018. We just want to lay down some foundation expectations. Also want just to establish the ground rules so everybody knows, can hit the ground running. At the end of the day, we're simply asking questions. I've been getting emails and just some general questions about the system that you are enrolling in. So to bring everybody up to speed, just in case you do not understand, we are actually enrolling or already bringing in new members into what used to be the old Eagles Club way back in the day, which is translated into, again, the life optimization system, which is now the life management system. So that's what we're talking about today. So we just want to lay down so that way everybody know exactly what to expect. So first of all, you know, the system costs $5,000. So everybody that's enrolled in this system, a lot of the old members came in at that price. I am offering a special that goes on until November the 15th. So that was some questions about the current special. So we'll start there and we'll address those questions, if you will, or concerns about the current system. So right now you have the option of securing your space or your place inside the current system with $100. So basically you could pay $100, that just secures your spot. The system doesn't cost $100. It'd be great if it did, but the system is worth over $50,000. So giving it away for $1,000 is giving it away. So giving it away for $5,000 is also giving it away. So the current system is you pay $1,000, you pay $100, that's your security spot. That's it. You have until November the 15th to pay the first payment or pay in full. So number one, the cost of the system is $1,000 until November the 15th. After November the 15th, the system, the cost goes back to its original price. The original price is $5,000. So after November the 15th, if I have not received I'm just taking 20 people for the new program in 2018 because I'm only able to do so many one-on-ones. That has changed as well. We'll talk about that in just a moment. But to answer the first question is, $100 is not the cost of the entire program. $100 just secures your spot in the program. Then you have up until November the 15th to make a $400 payment. After that, you have up until December the 15th to make the other $500 payment, bringing the total investment to $1,000 for a $5,000 system that's worth over $50,000. So that's number one. That's the current system that we're in. After November the 15th, you still can purchase the system. It's still there. It's on my website. It just costs you $5,000. We do monthly payments. So it's $1,000 a month. Or you pay $5,000 in full. There's a $1,000 discount when you pay $5,000. Now, if you want to bless, donate, pay more, will I take it? Absolutely. If you want to pay more before November the 15th, if you want to pay more than $1,000, God bless you, my brother. God bless you, my sister. You're my new best friend. I have no problems receiving more money. I actually had a question. Somebody wanted to pay me more than $1,000. Hey, brother, sister, knock yourself out, please. I would gladly accept. The system is worth more, way more than $5,000. But I know that I want to price it in a manner that's going to be affordable so that way people can take advantage of it. Now, the system is designed to show you something that we think we know that we don't know. Because if you knew already, then you would be vibrating differently, meaning that what we're doing right now, we wouldn't have to do. You would feel what I feel, and you would know what I know. So we are etheric, or what we call spiritual beings, but we are trapped inside of dirt suits that we call biology. We are not biology. We are not electricity. We are not chemistry. Those are the three things that manipulate our spirituality. So that's the first problem. The first problem is that you believe, because we all been taught, I have not met a person that did not go to elementary school and were not taught biology, that falls, chemistry, electricity. I don't know nobody on earth don't understand Maslow's laws, that have not been exposed to the laws of thermodynamics, that haven't been to a traditional university, got a degree, got a high school diploma, got a GED. I don't know nobody, even if you dropped out of school. At least you went through first, like my father has a third grade education, but he has a education. And there's nobody that I've met that don't have no education. I haven't met a Martian. Now they say they exist, but I haven't met one. So the whole purpose of this program is to show you how to manage the etheric realm. It's not, the purpose of the program is not to show you how to manage the biological, the electrical, and the chemical realm. We're going to go through those to show you those, then we're going to transmute those. So the purpose of the program is not designed to make you a good extension for some demon. That's not the purpose of the program. That right now, that's where we are all at. We are all being biologically, electrically, and chemically stimulated or prodded or poked. I'm tired of being prodded or poked. I don't want to be nobody's genetically engineered, dumbed-down version of my original self. I want to operate on all 12 strands of my DNA instead of 10. I'm sorry, instead of 2. Now, that's the purpose of the program. So let me set the expectation off the jump. There's a lot of current people in the program that don't know what they signed up for. So they are disappointed because they think the goal of the program is to make you a fit extension. That's not the purpose of the program. The purpose of the program is not to make you a better demon. That's not the purpose of the program. The purpose of the program is to take you out and to remove the demon. So that way, or the disposition, so that way you can oscillate and violate or vibrate as your original self to return back to source. That's the purpose of the program. However, we have to identify first the current operating system. That is the purpose of the program. The purpose of the life management program is not to manage the existing life, but to, again, replace it or return you to reset your computer, to reset you back to your original design. That's the purpose of the program. Now, this program, this life management program, again, is a program that is designed to automatically, just by listening to it, do something to you. Now, I just got an email yesterday about a client that's not a client. I told you about a client that did everything in the program and never paid me a dime. This client was in London. This client listened to my voice and through the etheric realm was able to tap into what I know and proceeded to tell me exactly what is in my program and never paid me a dime. I still talk to this client that's not a client at least once a week. And this client that's not a client is doing great. And I got clients who have paid me money and who I've been talking to for 10 years and they are struggling. Why? Because they're still operating in the flesh. They have not set the expectation. So number one, you can only receive what you expect. Low expectations, low reception. Now, this is biologically or scientifically proven. They did little African-American kids, the teachers, they put them in elementary school, and they said, you're a little lost dummy. Now, you guys know the story of, it wasn't Einstein. It was Beethoven or Bach or one of those guys. True story. They went to school. They sent him home with a letter, told him to tell that the letter said, your son is too dense, too slow, too dumb to teach. Please teach him at home. We can't teach him here. That's what the letter said. But the mother told the son, and this is supposed to be a true story. The mother read the letter. She said, son, they sent you home because they said that you were too intelligent to be enrolled in that school, that your brain operates on such a level that you have to be homeschooled because you are too gifted to be in that program. Now, that's what the letter, that's not what the letter said, but that's what the mother told the son that the letter said. And the son went on to become Beethoven, Bach, Einstein, one of these great guys that we know. So what am I saying? I'm saying you can enroll in my program, you can enroll in any program on earth. And if your expectations are not set correctly, you can only receive what you give in monetary, you can only receive in use value what you expect. In other words, give and it shall be given unto you. Whatever measure that you press down, that same measure is going to be given back to you. So in other words, you determine what you receive, not me. I can give you but everything, but you can't receive it. Let me say that again. I can give you everything that you need for life and godliness, but you can't receive it because you're not expecting it. So if you don't, you can enroll in any program, but the program is not going to benefit you because you're not expecting no benefits from the program. Now, the difference between me and everybody that I know is that my expectations are different. So let me say that again. The purpose of this program is to show you that you are not a biological, electrical, chemical being. That is the purpose of the program. Now, let me explain what that means. You are a spirit that has possession of a soul. that manifests itself through biology, electricity, and chemistry. But you are not biology. You are not electricity. You are not chemistry. Those are the three things that manipulate your chi, your prana, your energy, your pneuma, the etheric realm. My job is to show you what you have never been shown before. Because everything that you know, you learned from school. Is there anybody that's listening to the sound of my voice that got something from the quantum realm, from the etheric realm, from the astic records? Yeah, most people never even heard of that. Now, what does that mean? Is that something mystical, blah, 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 blah? You got to go to some esoteric. Blah. No, that means that it is downloaded into your spirit, like in the Matrix. Now, what does that mean? That means that what the Bible says, that the Holy Spirit, the Ruach, will lead you and guide you in all truth. No reverend, no doctor, no bishop, no master teacher 33. You don't need me for shiznit. How do I know? Let me give you a perfect example. Now, I know my wife probably, you know, don't want me to say this, but baby, I love you. You know, I'm using this for an example. So every time I went outside of my marriage and did something stupid, my wife knew. But she didn't believe what she knew. My wife had a dream just the other night. Said, I had a dream that you was leaving me. And at the time that she had the dream, the exact day the thought came into my brain that, you know what, I don't like the current progress of the situation that I'm in. The thought came and the thought left. But my wife intuitively picked it up. That means two people who have become one flesh. That is heteros gammas. That's what we got now is marriage. That bullshitness does not work in the spirit realm. The reason men can cheat on women and they don't know shiznit is because they're not freaking connected. The reason God is talking to you and you can't hear shiznit because you're not at one with God. You don't have no atonement. So the devil can't show up on me, sneak up on me, and surprise me. Really? How did that happen? It's because you're not connected. You're not one. You don't even know yourself. Not you personally, but other people. So my program is not no Sunday morning, now I lay me down to sleep, I pray the Lord my soul to keep. Message. I'm not that dude. I didn't live that life. I'm sorry. You got to go to Joel Osteen tape if you want to hear that good that get-rich-quick bullshitness. I don't teach that. I didn't live that life, man. So I can't teach you what I don't know. I can only teach. I teach hardened criminals. Those people I want. I want freaking mystics. I want demon-possessed people. I want people who are homeless. I want people who are lost. I want people who are confused. I want people who don't understand why their life is the way that it is, because that was me, brother. That was me, sister. I'm not no watered-down preacher. Now, there's nothing wrong with watered-down preachers. There's a time and a place for a watered-down preacher. Watered-down preachers preach to watered-down people. So you need to find a system that you can relate to. Now, the reason that I'm saying this, because I need to set the expectations, because prior members think, I got a client right now that is one of the most successful clients that I know, and this fool is depressed, angry, upset. They don't know why. They expect something to happen that is not realistic. So unrealistic expectations, misplaced dependencies, that means that's the kiss of death. So me and my wife are one. Everything I think she knows, that's called heteros gammas, not marriage. So now me and my wife are finally becoming one. Why? When I have a bad thought, now I automatically know my wife. My wife still tells me stuff that I know is not true. Not because my wife doesn't think it's not true. It's because my wife she does not want to hurt my feelings. So I know that my wife is not lying to me. I know my wife loves me. She cares about me. She's trying to protect me. So she don't share certain things with me because she thinks I don't know those things. It could be something somebody in a family member or family member that doesn't like me. So I asked my wife, hey, what's up with, you know, sister so-and-so or brother so-and-so? Oh, well, you know, they're just going through a blah, blah, blah. But they like you. Now, I know that they don't like me because I can pick up the vibe. And if I was them, I wouldn't like me either. Because if my daughter, which I got, had a boyfriend who did and treated her the way that I treated my wife in the past, I wouldn't like him either. That is what I call growth. That's the purpose of this program. The purpose of my program for all of the new members. This is very important because there are people who are in my program who've been hanging out with me who think I don't know what they think, feel, act. This is my gift. It's called discernment in the Bible. Now, I knew this before I got saved. That's why I knew who to con and who not to con. That's why I knew who to fight and who not to fight. That's why my black ass is not in prison. That's why I knew who to pick on and who not to pick on. That's why I know where to go and where not to go. That's why I know when to steal and when not to steal. The same, again, your gift is without recompense. Lucifer got the same gifts he had when he was the anointed cherub that covered. Just because he failed, God did not take his gifts. Just because you are operating in the negativity and you don't know, you think you ain't got no gift, and you walk around, you beating yourself up, you feel bad, you kicking the dog when you come home, you angering, you upset. I don't see that dude or that dudette. I see just because you are in the dark, that don't mean I'm in the dark. See, it's interesting how people project onto other people what's going on inside of themselves. The purpose of my program is to get you to see in the dark. I'm not trying to take you out of the dark. People will walk around and say, Brother Will, well, you said the program was going to do this. No, I did not. That's your unrealistic expectation and misplaced dependency. The purpose of my program is so that way you can see in the dark. It's not going to take you out of the dark. You're going to make money in the dark. You're going to be healthy in the dark. The dark is this dimension. This dimension is contrary to popular belief. This whole biological, electrical system, according to Jude 6, your DNA is chained in darkness. Everybody. So everybody's trying to get out of something that until you die and transmute, it's not going to happen. So that's the most important thing. The most important thing for my system is this is the whole purpose of my system. So don't enroll in my system if you do not want to understand that you are an etheric being, we call it spirit, trapped in a biological electrical system called poop. That's what I call it. So if you do not want to understand that, then this is probably not the system for you. Because what I'm going to teach you is I'm going to teach you how to transmute lead into gold. I'm going to teach you how to transmute poop into something that is edible. I know that sounds nasty, but, hey, that's the purpose of the program. The purpose of the program is to get you to create from a position of purpose, not from a position of need. Heavenly Father, touch the minds and hearts of every person that's listening to this program. The purpose of this program is to get you to be a creator, not a consumer. And it's purpose-based production, not a job, unless your job is based on your purpose. So the purpose, remember, the expectation. That's why I need to make sure that all new members over and understand the purpose of the program. The purpose of this program is to do three things. Organize, give you a system and systems, and then to scale those systems. Please write that down. New members and old members. Old members, when you signed up, if you've been with me 1 week, if you've been with me for 10 years, I never really broke down I never done a new member orientation as a group. I did it individually, and I shared with different people vibrationally what I could pick up in your spirit. Now I need to set a global or a group standard that is higher than your reality. Everybody that's coming into my program is coming into the program for wealth, health, wisdom, and relationships because that is the root chakra expression. So I set the expectations too low. I'm not doing that anymore. I learned from my mistakes. The biggest mistake I made, one of the biggest mistakes I made in this program is not thinking you could grasp the deeper things of life and godliness. I just assumed, and I made the same mistake that most teachers make when they see a little black kid come in their class who funny, who cracks joke and playing around and he got ADHD. They think he needs medication. They think he's not teachable. And so they immediately proceed not to engage the child because they just assume the child can't learn. My mistake was to assume that if I tell you, like I've been saying, if I told you what you know, you would not be my friends. Well, I've been telling people what I know, and they still my friends. So I made a mistake. So I apologize to everybody that's listening to the sound of my voice. Because I operated under the assumption that your response to truth would be the same as mine. That means go get a gun, curl up in a fetal position, and think about exiting stage left. Now, 90% of the people do that. However, there's a lot of people who don't. And my mistake was assuming that you was part of the 90%. So now I am reorganizing. So the purpose of this program is to show you what I know, which is you're not a human. Because that word is not inside the Helios Biblos, and this is talking about a sea monster. And you are not a sea monster. I assume you couldn't grasp that concept, even though I got it in the book and I gave you that book. But now I understand, like me, the Father is renewing your DNA so that you can oscillate and vibrate on a higher level so you can understand that you are a spirit that unfortunately or fortunately has a soul that is expressing itself through a body. Now my brain can wrap around that concept. So that is the purpose of the program. The big picture for you to check out of this system mentally. I don't want nobody to go do none of this Jim Jones bullshitness. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about you're going to take your biology, your electricity, and your chemistry, and you're going to pimp the game. It's going to work for you. You will no longer work for it. That's the purpose of the program. The purpose of my program is so that when you're not walking around crying like a little poor broke creature, because you ain't no poor broke creature. If you want to be one, that's cool, homie, yet that ain't me. When I didn't have no money, I got money, because money ain't paper. Money is the ability to use your brain to generate and to produce products, services, and information. So I'm no longer hanging out or enrolling consumers in my program. I'm only interested in talking to producers, co-creators with the creator. So if that is not your goal in life, is to be a co-creator with the creator, this is not the program for you. I don't expect you to start. It took me 60 years to get here, so it might take you a little time. If you can just have the will, the only requirement for my program is willingness. That's it. A lot of people don't have that. That's unfortunate. That's the reason I'm doing today's new member orientation, and it's for old members and current members. Because current members, now that you know the program expectation, you just may want to bow out gracefully. Because, again, the purpose of the program is not to coddle flesh. That's not the purpose of the program. The purpose of the program is to transmute your flesh into gold, to what it really is. You are a spirit, brother. You are a spirit, sister. You are not your flesh. If you identify with your flesh, that is okay. We all start there. But after 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, you still sitting on the same pew in the same church, having the same problems, getting your hands laid on you every Sunday, and the Reverend Dr. Bishop slapping all upside your head, and you got enthusiasm but no life. I've been there, homie. I already did that. 10 years I tried it. I was licensed and ordained. I was the most religious zealot on the planet. I've never seen nobody get a brand new car and put Jesus Saves on it. Never. I'm the only fool that did that. I'm the only fool that took their rent and gave it to the church and then got evicted and called the pastor for help. And the pastor said, brother, where's your faith? I'm the only one that know. I'm the only one. I don't know nobody that was as stupid as me. So, yeah, I got some righteous indignation, brother. So this program is not for the average person. So because I didn't do this with current members and old members, and so they think my program is like the traditional get-rich program. They think this life management system is about managing this life. I need to explain to you that I'm already in heaven. My Clarionomics program is not based upon economics. It's based upon the economic system of heaven, because in heaven there's a commonwealth. It ain't capitalism up there, homie. It ain't no freaking democracy up there. It ain't no Republicans and no Democrats up there. We're all one. We're joint heirs. We're royal priests. I'm already in there. I'm not dying and going. I ain't waiting for Jesus to come back. He already came. When he died on the cross, he said, it is done. It is finished. Now, y'all can wait. I'm not staring there up in the sky waiting. I'm living my life now. I'm already in eternity. Every morning I wake up, this morning, right now, it's already 9:30. I woke up at 5 o'clock. It felt like zoom. I don't know where the time went. This happens to me every day. Time goes by so fast, I said, because I'm not in time. I'm outside of time. I'm outside of space. I'm outside of mass. I'm outside of matter. Now, for most people, that may not compute because you are still with a mindset of a consumer. We still think like a virus. We're not producers. There is no way on God's green earth, if you got a church with at least three members in your church, there's no way the church should be in debt. That's just my opinion. Why? The church should be producing something. I know it's a nonprofit organization. You're not producing for no damn profit. You're producing because that's what you are. You're a freaking creator. But nobody told you that's what you are. But that's what the Bible says what you are. So how the hell you read the Bible for 30 years and don't know what it say? I don't know. I get it. I read the Bible. I didn't understand a word it said. I just read it because somebody told me to read it. I just regurgitated scriptures and memorized stuff. And it didn't do me no good. I had a form of godliness, and I had no power. So my program is for people who used to be like me, and you're sick and tired of being sick and tired. You go to church. You've experienced. You got saved like I did, even though it was a counterfeit conversion like mine was, because you responded in fear, not in faith, because the Reverend Dr. Bishop told you you're going to die and go to hell if you don't accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And you said in your subconscious brain, I don't want to die and go to hell. That is Luciferian. Now, I know that's contrary to your belief system. May God have mercy on your soul. That's between you and your God. I'm just going to tell you the truth, not a version of it. If Timothy says, God has not given us a spirit of fear, anybody that says a word out your mouth that is fear-based, that's Luciferian. Now, talk to Timothy. I didn't say that. 2 Timothy says, God has not given me a spirit of fear. He's given me a spirit of love, power, and a sound mind. So if anybody that's listening to the sound of my voice that don't have those three attributes, you're serving a lower entity. His name is Lucifer. He got a bunch of them. Belphegor, Asmodeus, Leviathan. He got a plethora of little demons. And they run this planet. How do I know? I used to hang out with them. I didn't read about them in the book. So my program destroys demons. Why? I used to be one. Whatever you go through is what you called to do. Now, I can bring my family members. They'll tell you on the air, he was a kid. He was a little high strung. They'll all tell you that. They all know me. That's why I have no relationship with none of my brothers or sisters. Not because I don't want to have a relationship, because they don't understand me. They're not supposed to understand me. That ain't their job. God gave them a purpose. They're supposed to be in their lane doing their purpose. I'm supposed to be in my lane doing my purpose. For whatever reason, this is my life. I didn't sign up for it. At least I don't remember. But for every reason, whatever reason, my life was organized, number one. My life was systematic, number two. And my life scaled, number three. That's the purpose of this program. I'm reverse engineering what the devil did to me to show you what he's doing to you. And when you see it, you can be like, damn, I didn't know that, brother. As I told you, oppression, depression, recession, possession. That is not a person that's listened to the sound of my voice that has not happened to. I've not met one person who can look me in the eyeballs and tell me, Brother Will, I have never been oppressed. I've never felt that something was cruel, harsh, and unjust. I've never met one person. Even rich people have had that experience. So my program is to get you to see how the devil uses this system. I'm here to expose the devil's operating system. That's why a lot of my messages kind of rub you the wrong way. That's why most people can't listen to the program, because my program is not a feel-good message. It's not a feel-good program. Joel Osteen got that. That's not my calling. T.D. Jakes got that. That's not my calling. So I didn't go. I didn't live T.D. Jakes' life, so I don't got a T.D. Jakes message. I didn't live Joel Osteen's life, so I don't got a Joel Osteen message. I was in a cult, brother. Now, that's the way I interpret it. I don't know how you interpret it, but anytime, based upon the current definition of what a cult is, it established culture. Now, the dominant culture is a dominant cult. That's they're called Anglo-Saxon, in case you don't know. So there's something called institutionalized or organized white supremacy. Now, I didn't develop the system. I'm just pimping you the game. I'm just telling you the system. Now, you may not know the system, but if you're a black man in America, you feel the oppression. Don't believe me? Just get in your car and drive around after two. You will get stopped. Go to Walmart and walk around with a basket and don't put nothing in it after about 15 minutes. You will be followed. Don't believe me? Go try it. That's the system. It's not individualized. So I got individual white friends, but the system, the system is because every job I've had, I've been the only black man in it. When I became a cop, I was the first black hired in that department. When I was in the Marine Corps, I remember me and my brother, the first time we saw a black officer, we was like, oh, wow, his name was Captain Caldwell. I'll never forget it. Why? There was no black Marine Corps officers. So the Marine Corps is one of the most racist. Now, I love the Marine Corps. Don't get it twisted. However, it is a system, and it is organized. It's not the Marine Corps' fault. The Marine Corps, they was grafted into that system. So when I became a licensed insurance agent, and I went there to all the meetings, and I walked in there, and I was the only black in all of the freaking, in the whole company. It's the system, because none of the blacks could pass the damn test. The system. My job is to teach and show you the system, because systems run this planet. Then my job is to teach you how to establish your own system and then scale it. What the scale means, that means to make it grow bigger. That's all I've done. So I sit at home, and I get paid very well because I did three things that I'm trying to teach you. That's the purpose of this system. The purpose of this system is to teach you three things. Number one, organization. Number two, systems. Number three, scale. If you can do those three things, you will be wealthy, you will be healthy, you will be wise, and you will be in a toe-curling relationship with yourself and with your God and with anybody else that come in your circle that can vibrate on the same frequency. You won't be doing no talking and you won't be doing no writing. You'll communicate mano a mano. You'll be like me and my wife. So I know when my wife is happy, I know when my wife is sad. She doesn't have to say nothing. I mean, I respond to it because I may be pissed off, but I already know when my wife needs a hug. I know when my wife needs me to say something positive. I know when my wife needs space. I know when my wife is sick. I know when she feels great. I know when my wife is acting fake, and I know when my wife is acting authentic. Why? It's my freaking job. You think I'm going to marry somebody that I don't know? But people tell me all the time, brother, you really don't know me, brother. Really. There's nobody that I'm in a relationship with professionally or privately that I don't know, because that's my job. That's what I get paid to do. I have a gift. My gift is discernment. My job is to show you your gift and let you make money, because your gift makes room for you and takes you before kings, not you. It's not your body. Now, when I was young, dumb, and stupid, I thought women was attracted to my body, so I slept with all of them. I didn't know they was attracted to my gift. And you're doing the same thing. You're prostituting your gift. You're casting your pearls among swine. Now, I used to do that too, but see, I'm not young, dumb, and stupid no more. So I don't spread my seed. I don't cast my gift. That's why I don't talk to a lot of people. I disagree. I don't disagree with nobody. Somebody say, hey, brother, you think this? Oh, yes, brother, it's great. It's awesome. Why? That's not my job. I know my job. My job is to expose the works of the devil. My job is to replace error with truth. Now, I know that you believe that the current operating system that you got is the truth. But the way that I know that it's not the truth is because you got coping mechanisms in your life, meaning you do shiznits outside of your purpose to cope, because what you're doing is not your purpose. How do I know? Because you're not producing fruit. Now, when Yahushua walked by, he saw a fig tree and didn't have no fruit on it. He cursed it and it died. Now, the problem is, what is fruit? You think fruit is cars. You think fruit is money. You think fruit is women. I should think the same thing. Now, I know that fruit is love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control. Against such things, there is no law. Lower laws don't apply to higher precepts. So my job is to teach you higher precepts, so that way you're not subject to no law. Now, in English, what does that mean? The nuts and bolts of my system, I have in a book called Claronomics. Now, I'm going to change that to life management, but that was the original system. In that book, it has a bunch of modules in it, 15 to be exact. So what I did, I've dumbed down those 15 modules to 7. Now, these 7 modules, you will spend at least 1 year, minimum, maybe more, in module 1. The reason that I'm redoing my system now is because I realize everybody that's in the program right now, we went through all of the 15, 13 modules so fast that nobody had any lasting fruit. What does that mean? All of my current members right now that's inside of my life management program are doing great, but they could be doing a whole lot better. Now, most of my friends, I know I can use Dr. Spann as an example, because I know Dr. Spann is not going to take what I'm saying fleshly. I can't do that with other people. Nothing disrespectful. Everybody's at different places. So when I met Dr. Spann, she was already a doctor. She already has a book published. So why would she hire me as her life coach for life management system? Now, her and her husband are a great couple. We just talked to them. I'm going to be doing an interview with them as they start rolling out their first product. My wife said something to Dr. Spann that brought her to tears. The same thing that when I was going through that my sister told me. My sister told me that you have, and this is all she said, you have the right to be happy. I started crying like a freaking baby because she uncovered the demon. That's going to happen to everybody in my program. It always happened to Dr. Spann. My wife talked to Dr. Spann, and my wife told Dr. Spann something, and we talk about it all the time. And Dr. Spann, and we talked about it. My wife, we did a show together. My wife talked about the power of saying no. And Dr. Spann has not been the same since she heard that one phrase, it is okay to say no. When you say no to other people, you're saying yes to your purpose. So the whole time, Dr. Spann is great. She's done a lot of stuff, but Dr. Spann is running around. I've been watching on Facebook, and she's running around like a chicken with a head cut off, doing everybody else's program. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Now, that's great. You make a few pennies doing that, but you're going to be tired at the end of the day. Because why? Everybody else is stealing your chi, your prana, and your aura. And again, nothing wrong with that. That's great for lower level entities. But when you start vibrating on a higher level, you realize that God gave you dominion. It's in the book of Genesis. He gave man dominion over 5 kingdoms. No man has a dominion over another man. I cannot find that in no scripture nowhere. I cannot find in scripture where one man has dominion over another man. I can't find that. So when you give dominion to another man, you are violating God's law. You are your own director. You're your own actor. You just, man, this is your play. You're supposed to be fulfilling somebody else's destiny. You're supposed to be fulfilling your own. But the way that we learn is working under someone until we get to the place where we can bloom. That's where Dr. Spann is at. And it's a process. Nobody starts off at the top. My purpose is to show you that process. So, again, the purpose of the program is to moderate, number one, identify the current operating system. I call it a negative habit pattern. As I've learned, everybody's operating system is not negative. So I have to change that. Now, right now, you have a box that you live in. It's called your belief system. Now, why is it called a belief system? Because it has the word B, belief, and the word S, system. That stands for bullshit. Now, I know, like me, you think your belief system is the bomb. But let me challenge you and ask you, where'd you get it from? Now, think constructively. Where did you get your belief system from? Yeah, it was given to you by your mother and your father or the Reverend Dr. Bishop or somebody else. Did you research that belief system yourself, personally? Yeah, that's what I thought. If you did not research your own belief system, it's not yours. The Bible says study to show yourself approved unto God. Have you done that? That's the purpose of the program. Number one is for you to find your original operating pattern. I call it your life-sustaining pattern. That's module number 2. Then you got to do module number 3, behavioral modification, based upon what I'm talking about right now. In the new age, they call it neuro-linguistical programming. It's simply neurochemistry. You want to exchange it. Right now, your chemistry is controlling your electricity, and your electricity is manipulating your biology. We need to reverse engineer that so that way your biology is controlling your electricity, and your electricity is telling your chemistry, you get thee up and go hither. That's what should be happening, but it's not. Right now, your stomach said, let's eat, and your stomach sends out an electrical current to your brain, and it creates these pains in your stomach, and you go overeat. Then you end up with something called diabetes or gluttony or high blood pressure because your chemistry is controlling your electricity, and your electricity is manifesting itself through your biology. That dog don't hunt. We need to reverse that. That's the purpose of the program. The purpose of the program is to get your etheric being that's outside of this dimension. They call it the higher self. Now, you can slice it and dice it, you know, don't believe it, whatever. I'm just talking about what works. You have to organize. You must become a single standing column of waveform energy. It's called a black hole. That's where we get the word chemistry from. It means, again, try black. That has to do with nothing to do with race. It has to do with the other over and understanding what centripetal force means. It's called, according to physics, it means implosion, not explosion. It means that your heart is not a pump. Contrary to popular belief, your heart doesn't pump blood. Now, don't believe me? Just look it up. Just go to Google or YouTube and type it in. So what does that mean, though? That simply means that each blood cell has its own little motor in it, its own little computer in it. Each blood cell is a universe within itself. So you're the God, if you want to use that term, little g, like it says in the book of Psalms 82:6. Do you not know that it has been said that ye are gods? It also says the same thing in the book of Luke. Now, I'm not saying you're God. The Bible says it. Now, don't believe me, please, but at least consider what the Bible says. It might be right. I'm just saying. Notice it has a little g in that verse. What is it saying? Okay, your blood cells can't get minerals and nutrition and cell salt that it needs to provide unless you put it on your tongue. Am I not correct? Is there anybody that do not believe in that statement? Okay, there's also a way to do it without putting food on your tongue. There's a dude, 75 years old, that don't eat food, and he's walking around healthy because he gets it from the sun. He's a sun gazer. There's another dude who gets it, he calls a breatharian. Now, do I recommend that? Yeah. Hey, that's up to you and your God. I don't know. All I'm simply saying is this. We've been lied to. And then my job is just to make you aware of that. How am I going to do that? Through this life management course. The number one purpose and the number one thing for this course is to show you the error that they gave us. That's the number one thing. Because nobody's going to let go of their current system because they think it works. We all do. I know people, and I talk to people every day, and they tell me, Brother Will, I am happy. And I said on yesterday's show, and I say, really? They say, yes, my brother. Praise Jehovah. Nothing wrong with that. But I just need to show you that that's not what you're designed to do. That what you're doing, you are biological. Your biology is controlling your spirituality. Because, again, biology can't inherit the kingdom of God. The Bible says flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. So you're a biological, electrical, chemical being. That dog don't hunt. It's not eternal. Only what you do for Christ will last. That means only what you do in the metaphysical realm or the mental realm. Oh, remember what it says in Hebrews 11:3. Anybody read Hebrews 11:3 to find out how worlds are created? That's eternal. Just like in the movie Interstellar. Interstellar. Stellar, again, is a code word for cellar. It's interstellar, your cells inside the blood cells. That's why I love biology, because biology explains exactly what I'm supposed to do spiritually. So let's go on to the next question that I get about the program. I've already explained, again, only until November the 15th, the program goes back to its original price. I have 50 books. Now, the old way of doing things, everybody that signed up to the program, I sent you 50 books. I sent you over 2,000 one-hour shows. I sent you your 600-page Dear Kinnear report. And then I gave you the option. Some people don't want the one-on-one coaching, but we did one-on-one coaching. That's the old system. That dog don't hunt. Why? No organization. People was reading the books out of order. People were jumping around listening to 2,000 shows. A lot of the shows had nothing to do with the purpose of the program. Because I've talked about a lot of things over the last 5 years. I just sent everybody a bunch of information. And they just got information overload. And remember, information that doesn't transform you deforms you. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. Let me make sure you understand. Information that doesn't transform you deforms. It's either trans or de. Because I'm going in and I'm forming. When you're listening to me, it is the most dangerous thing you can do. So when you disconnect from this program and you go and you listen to T.D. Jakes and you listen to Curtis. Now remember, I was a spiritual whore before I became a physical one. Before I ever committed physical adultery, I committed spiritual adultery. Everything happens in the spiritual realm first. Now, I'm not saying to stop listening to other people, but all I'm saying is you may want to reconsider. Because every time you let in form nation, it's going in and it's forming a nation. That means your blood cells are reorganizing according to the information that's hitting your ears. The Bible says it this way, faith cometh by hearing. So now my new system, I'm only given the information in what is called drip content, meaning I'm only going to send the books and the shows that we are currently addressing until you get mastery, and then we go to the next level. So I'm not just going to send you a bunch of information. Now, if you want, and you say, brother, we all know what you're talking about, brother. Just send me everything, homie. I know what I'm doing. Okay. We can do that too. However, I don't recommend it. Because I got 50 years and at least about 200-300 people who can tell you that dog don't hunt. So the goal of the program, again, is module by module by module, step by step. So I'm going to send after November the 15th. That's the cutoff date. So on November the 16th, we'll have another one of these group new member orientation. Then on November the 17th, we're going to send out that information for module number one. So that way you can start going through it. Module number one consists of about 30 shows, and actually a little bit more than that. It also consists of about 8 books. And then we start the 101s. We're no longer doing weekly 101s because nobody is at that speed in the past programs where there was enough information to talk about weekly. So we probably, I think monthly, but I'm going to try bi-monthly and see if that's not too soon. Hopefully bi-weekly. So we'll do 101s every week now instead of weekly. Because from week to week, no one is making any progress. Not that you're not moving. I'm talking about from a creative perspective. So the goal is just not to get on the phone and just talk about nothing. The goal is to talk about the things that you have done that is moving you forward so that we can go to the next module. So we will start doing 101s bi-weekly instead of weekly in the new program after November the 15th. Another thing that we're doing differently from the old program, and for the members that's part of the old program, you are automatically being grafted into the new program unless you just, you know, cool. So at the end of this year, old program is over. But for the members that's part of the old program who's paid the $5,000, you get to come along with me. You got to pay another dime, and you're with me for 2018. Ain't gonna charge you a dime because you've already joined up. And I want you to make sure that you are wealthy, healthy, wise, and in a toe-curling relationship. Second thing, another question is Dear Tanir Reports. Everybody that's a part of the new program, like the old program, you get your Dear Tanir Report, 600-page report. Now, the reports will be processed according to the date that I received for payment. So I've had a few people who paid me $1,000 already. I'm processing their reports first. I have a few people who paid me $100. I'm still waiting for you to pay the $400 on November the 15th. And then you have another $500 on December the 15th. Then I will put your name in the rotation, if you will, to start the process of your DNA report. So everybody that's getting ready to go, come into the new program, you will have your DSP report properly at the end of this year, early next year, depending on when you make the payment. If you want your DSP report sooner, then you just pay the full payment sooner. And I will start working on the report after receipt of full payment. Now, again, the reason why, because a lot of people, not a lot, but some people, again, I would do the report before I receive full payment. So, yeah, you know what happened. So I'm not doing that any longer. Again, another question was on time one-on-ones. I was debating on doing half hour. We'll stick with 1 hour one-on-ones from now. We just changed it to bi-weekly instead of weekly. Another question that came up is, like, when we are going through the modules, how soon do we get to the place where we start actually producing what's inside of the 30 steps in 30 days? Well, that's in module number 6. So that's when we start actually doing what I was talking about earlier with Dr. Spann, where we are actually doing interviews with you, recording it, and turning it into a book, setting up your website. Now, can you start doing all that stuff sooner? Absolutely. Can you go through module 1 in a week? Absolutely. Do you have to know? I'm saying the module 1, as I've learned based upon previous members, they still have not completed module 1, which is identifying the current negative habit pattern. How do I know that you have not identified the current negative habit pattern? Because your amygdala is not clicked forward. Now, what do I mean as I'm talking about, and I'm going to talk about today at 12 noon. So if you don't know what I mean, please listen to the show that I did yesterday on neurochemistry. So what I am doing while you are in this biological suit, the best way to ascertain your spiritual condition is by looking at your biological expression. So this program, again, is designed for you to have control over your biological expression. Why? Everything biologically is spiritually, meaning Hebrews 11:1. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So the things that I see are created from the things that are not seen. That's Hebrews 11:1, 2, and 3. Because it says that the worlds were framed by the word. And it says that the worlds was the visible world was framed or created by what is invisible. So I can tell where you are at spiritually by what you are doing biologically. And so people tell me all the time, well, Brother Will, you know, spiritually, brother, me and the Lord are one. And I'm looking at what they are expressing biologically, and they are not expressing oneness or unity. They're not expressing harmony. They're expressing horror. Remember, we have hormones or harmony moans. So hormones is just a word that lets you, H-O-R, just add another O, you got horror, which is what most of us have, and we are moaning because we're in pain. That's a chemical expression of a lack of spiritual organization. So my program is to help you organize your life spiritually. Then we're going to create a system that produces products, services, and information. Then we're going to scale that system from one product to 21. That's the system. Number one, organize your life. Number two, put systems in place that allows you to produce instead of consume. And then number three, scale that system. Make it grow. Make it bigger. So that way you can positively affect instead of 10 people, 110. And then 100 million. That is the purpose of the program. So my brothers and sisters, again, I just want to do a introduction to number one. I just want to set the expectation. Because it is important to have a life coach, a life guide, or a life management system. It is very important. So as we talked about at the beginning, the $100 just secures your spot in the 20 people that I'm taking. The full cost of the program It's $1,000 up until November 15th. Then it goes back to the $5,000. You can join any time. The system is self-paced. I give you about a year to go through all the modules. You can go through all seven modules in a week. I don't recommend it. I don't think your body can assimilate it, but maybe you are a medical marvel and you can. And if that's the case, instead of doing drip content, we'll go ahead and deliver all of the content to you. However, in my limited experience, based upon what I've seen, it just creates more confusion. And so now I got some members who are successful, but they don't know they're successful. Because the expectation was not to establish themselves as a single standing column of waveform energy. They wanted to continue to be the victim and not the victor. So certain things is coming up in their life that they have to transmute. And those things are causing problems. That's why this system is dangerous. I guarantee you, this system will expose the devil in your life. The only problem with that is when he shows up, you're supposed to get rid of him instead of hanging out with him. So there are some members and there's old members. So when we identify the current operating system, they like it. They're not interested in changing it. And then they're wondering why the system doesn't work. Because the system is not designed for you to fall in love with your addiction. The system is designed for you to override your addiction or to replace your addiction with a life-sustaining production. So if you like marijuana, the system is not designed for you to continue to smoke marijuana. There's nothing wrong with smoking marijuana. It just makes you very lethargic. It makes you very compliant. It makes you very agreeable. It makes you very non-productive. My system is designed to make you productive. So obviously, if the system that I'm recommending is for you to bring up the addiction, identify the addiction, and turn your back on it, that's what the word repent means, and actually embrace your life-saving or your life-sustaining operating system, that's what salvation means, so that way you can do what? Become like Yahushua. What did Yahushua did? Everywhere he went, he did positive healing things. He promoted growth. He promoted abundant life. Yahushua came that you may have life and life more abundantly. That is the purpose of the life management system, life and life more abundantly, not only in this world, but also in the world to come. So I'm not waiting for my blessings. I got my blessings right now. I'm in heaven right now. And you can be in heaven right now as well, because heaven has to do with the space in your brain, not the space in your body. In other words, you can make a heaven out of hell and a hell out of heaven. It's all in the way you think. That's the purpose of the program, to help you understand how to think, not what to think. I'm not going to tell you what to think. The Bible tells you that. Think on these things, and it has a list. I'm telling you how. How do we go about thinking? Because the enemy comes in and he brings in mind chatter to trip you up so that you're not able to focus on things that are productive. That's his game plan, to delay, to derail, and eventually destroy destiny. His plan is to delay, then derail, then destroy destiny. My job is to help you exercise focus, discipline, and order by revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the Word of God. My brothers and my sisters, please go to the website, MasterTeacher33, click on the link that says donation if you're interested in joining the life management system. If you got any additional questions, just email me at MasterTeacher32.com@gmail.com. Thank you everybody so much for listening. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May the Son bless you. His name is Yahushua. May the Lord, set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
That's what they want to do, because now everybody is shell-shocked, so they have to.
They are still dreaming. Y'all need to wake up now. But no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. That's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly avert to bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the park. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you might snap out the acting, yo. You going us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. You just, it's just.